Chapter 10. For the law having a shadow of the coming good things, not the very image of the matters, every year, by the same sacrifices that they offer continually, is never able to make perfect those coming near. Since, would they not have ceased to be offered, because of those serving having no more conscience of sins, having once been purified? But in those sacrifices is a remembrance of sins every year. For it is impossible for blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Wherefore, coming into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou didst not will, and a body thou didst prepare for me. In burnt offerings, and concerning sin offerings, thou didst not delight. Then I said, lo, I come, in a volume of the book it hath been written concerning me, to do, O God, thy will. Saying above, sacrifice, and offering, and burnt offerings, and concerning sin offering thou didst not will, nor delight in, which according to the law are offered. Then he said, lo, I come to do, O God, thy will, he doth take away the first that the second he may establish. In the, which will we are having been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once. And every priest, indeed, hath stood daily serving, and the same sacrifices many times offering, that are never able to take away sins. And he, for sin one sacrifice having offered, to the end, did sit down on the right hand of God. As to the rest, expecting till he may place his enemies as his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected to the end those sanctified. And testify to us also doth the Holy Spirit, for after that he hath said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, giving my laws on their hearts, and upon their minds I will write them. And their sins, and their lawlessness I will remember no more. And where forgiveness of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having, therefore, brethren, boldness for the entrance into the holy places, in the blood of Jesus, which way he did initiate for us, new and living, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and a high priest over the house of God. May we draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having the heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having the body bathed with pure water. May we hold fast the unwavering profession of the hope, for faithful is he who did promise. And may we consider one another to provoke to love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a custom of certain is, but exhorting, and so much the more as ye see the day coming nigh. For we, willfully sinning after the receiving the full knowledge of the truth, no more for sins doth there remain a sacrifice, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment, and fiery zeal, about to devour the opposers. Anyone, who did set at naught a law of Moses, apart from mercies, by two or three witnesses, doth die. Of how much sore a punishment shall he be counted worthy, who the Son of God did trample on, and the blood of the covenant did count a common thing, in which he was sanctified, and to the Spirit of the grace did despite? For we have known him, who is saying, vengeance is mine, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Fearful is the falling into the hands of a living God. And call to your remembrance the former days, in which, having been enlightened, ye did endure much conflict of sufferings. Partly both with reproaches and tribulations being made spectacles, and partly having become partners of those so living. For also with my bonds ye sympathized, and the robbery of your goods with joy ye did receive, knowing that ye have in yourselves a better substance in the heavens, and an enduring one. Ye may not cast away, then, your boldness, which hath great recompense of reward. For of patience ye have need, that the will of God having done, ye may receive the promise. For yet a very, very little, he who is coming will come, and will not tarry. And the righteous by faith shall live, and if he may draw back, my soul hath no pleasure in him. And we are not of those drawing back to destruction, but of those believing to a preserving of soul.